This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Thank you. I have Dr. Mabato Makamedi with me here. She's a senior data analyst at Sefako Mokgwatho University. Am I saying correctly, ma'am? How are you doing? I'm fine, thank you. Can you briefly describe what a data analyst is for me? For people that don't know.
You are a toast to Mr. Sisiba.
Data analyst,
yes.
Basically, is the person that deals with data.
Okay.
That gives you a picture.
Okay.
That displays the picture behind of what is doing. From where I'm coming from a university perspective.
Okay.
I need to inform the management and how. Basically driving them on how to make a decision with regards to the data.
Okay.
So I'll be checking how many enrollments we're having, who's passing, who's not passing, the pass rate and the graduating rates, the throughput rates.
Okay.
And again, the data analyst thing, you need to check all the data that is accurate for the statutory reporting in Department of Higher Education.
So how do you feel that your membership at ACA influenced your role as an institutional researcher or higher education researcher?
The membership in CERN basically is enhancing the knowledge that I have with regarding to the field that I'm in, and learning the best practices of how other universities are doing, the DHET requirements again, in a sense of how are we getting the subsidy, and then again the professional development in the analytics competences contributing to my career goals. So when I'm here, on the other hand, you're here to networking with the others, and then definitely you find a greener pasture somewhere in a way you want, if you want to move from your field to another university. The networking, I've mentioned the networking and collaboration, and then the regulatory compliance of what they had this meeting from other universities, maybe the update to regulatory requirements, the management, the data management skills, getting the best practices from other universities. How are they doing coping with the data? Because it's different from other universities as far as the challenges are concerned. And with others, with us, we've got I think we are the smallest. We're having plus minus less than 8,000 students, and others are having 45,000. Having 400 or something thousand.
Yes, ma'am.
So we're quite a small university.
Yes.
But with us having the small university, we do have challenges.
What types of content or sessions at SAA conferences have been most relevant to the type of work that you do as a data analyst? What types of contents and sessions that at SAA conferences have been most relevant to the field of work that you do?
KMS Institute, the one that we are in,
yes,
is say data analytics.
Okay.
KMS, the data analytics, there's the annual, annual conference, where you get to with the say annual, you get to get to the holistic of what is everybody's having.
Okay.
There's institutional research, where you get to know how are the students treated, how do you research what with the institutional research, you get to know whether your students are employable or not after finishing the qualification.
Yes.
So you need to touch base on what they do afterwards.
Okay.
So it's pointless for us to produce graduates, but we don't know what is happening with them. So it's important to us to know after they graduate, where they're going. Are we able to assist them with the placement and stuff like that to reduce this unemployment rate that we face in South Africa? But with the learner data analytics, we get to know the new tools that is being brought into this space. Remember the AI.
Yes.
artificial intelligence. So since the technology is involved, we get new technologies on how to display things, talking to data. So it's not merely a spreadsheet type of thing.
Okay.
So you tend to get excited or interested on other universities when they use it. And then you get to refer or collaborate with them. Then you get to use that system. It is inside code, internally part. It's not a product from another stakeholders or a company that you need to pay. So with the HEMIS one, I've already alluded that we get to know the requirements, the updated requirements for the HEMIS. And with the HEMIS data, it is important for us to have the HEMIS thing in because of the funding purposes. So we're obliged to submit the HEMIS data, the accurate one for the funding. So we can't afford to submit what we don't have. And with the student and staff, we can submit data of GovOS employees and stuff like that. So with all the tools that we have, we get to validate what we submit to the head. And with my position that I'm in, I'm in a position to back up what I'm submitting to the head. So you can say I've got 10,000 students and then ready or we need evidence, you can proceed. So you only submit what is on the system. What is on the system underneath the table can be submitted. So you always prioritize what is on the system that is accurate for the head to proceed.
Thank you. Before I let you go, since it's Women's Month, a little word of encouragement to the ladies that might want to pursue being a data analyst. What would you say to them? And since you're a doctor, I know it takes a lot of hard work to get that doctoral trade.
Firstly, because of the Women's Month thing, to all the ladies, I would say that they need to take themselves seriously. And then there's nothing like
that's the dream we all dream about. And if they are
second to none. They need to know
they're
second to none. And again, with the thing that they're having, they're not replaceable.
Yes.
So they just know that you're not replaceable, nor you're able to be replicated. And then you're a treasure to one of a kind.
Yes.
So if you want to be a data analyst, you need to go to
the dire situation.
That's the first thing.
First thing
Yes.
And then you need to dream.
Yes.
You need to know what you want. And if you want to go far, you go alone.
Yes.
If you want to go fast, you go together with whoever that is.
Yes.
Supporting you. But as a woman, you need to know what you want.
Yes,
ma'am. And we in the internet, women are at the forefront.
Yes.
They are taking the weight from everywhere. But now, you need to know what you want, your one story, and getting what you want. What I can tell you is that whatever you want to be, whether you be a data analyst or whether you be a president, just keep on dreaming. Just push for what you are dreaming for or what you want.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for your time, ma'am. There you have it, Lindelo. That was Dr. Mabatu
Makamedi from Sefako Makato Health Sciences University.
That's an analyst. That one was mentioned. Thank you, Lindelo. Over to you.
This is the MUT Radio Podcast.